Come a little closer, travelers. Please, come in. Let me introduce myself. I am an ordinary worker, one of those who worked in Theodoric's villa after the king's death and the period of neglect that followed. As I worked, I could sense the solemnity of the place. It seemed that silence itself had taken shape among the marble, the broken columns, and the mosaics that still shone. I remember the first day I set foot in there very well. In front of me lay large rooms covered with polychrome slabs, inlaid floors, and a large courtyard with a huge basin in the center. The rooms were spacious, elegant, adorned with capitals and friezes. The echo of my footsteps seemed to awaken shadows of the ancient inhabitants and distant voices. In the thermal baths between the blackened walls, I was able to admire the constructive ingenuity of the Romans. Small columns that kept the floors elevated to let the hot air pass through, and terracotta pipes used to build the vaults, some of which are still preserved. And then the stained glass windows, shards of light, green and blue shards that reflected the sun like precious stones. Under the rubble, coins, amphorae, pieces of pottery could be glimpsed. Small things, but full of life. Walking among the ruins, we found columns, capitals, cornices, parts of statues, and bas reliefs. Everything spoke of greatness. And then, in the highest area, towards the hill, we discovered the villa's most lavish area, the reception rooms adorned with exquisitely beautiful polychrome mosaics. I watched them for a long time, almost forgetting my job. Yes, that's right. I'd come to retrieve the building materials, to dismantle the stones and bricks, to burn the marbles and the limestones built not far from here. The flames would unfortunately devour what remained of the royal splendor. I must confess, we would set aside some of the most beautiful pieces. I know that they were reused to adorn churches and monasteries.